So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion begun in the previous daf regarding the machlekes Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan in the Mishnah in Daf Yotes. Shavush loy oichel v'ochel kol shehu chayiv divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that if one swears that he will not eat, he's liable for eating any amount of food, even less than a kazayis. The Rabbanan argue, Amar loy Rabbi Kiva, heichen mitzin du ba'ichel kol shehu chayiv shezeh chayiv. Where do we find an isser where one is liable for eating less than the kazayis, and so why should one be liable for violating his shvu by eating less than the kazayis? Rabbi Kiva responded, "Amlam Rabbi Kiva v'chihechen mitzinu b'medaber may be carbon, shezeh b'medaber may be carbon." The prohibition of shvu is indeed unique because it is the only prohibition where one must bring a carbon for mere speech. Therefore, as Rashi explains, "Avzeh bittel diburei sha'imer loyichel daita lesser afman b'kolshu." Any eating constitutes a violation of his oath because he intended to forbid himself from any amount of food. The Gemara, however, makes three exceptions. Machlekes bestam, ava b'mefarish dibra kol b'chol shu. The machlek is only when one refers to eating without specifying an amount. But if one explicitly refers to less than the kazayis, all agree that he is liable for any amount because mefarish nam b'keber yodomi. Just as one is liable for a whole insect, even if it is smaller than the kazayis, because it's a significant item, so too if he specifies it in his oath, a minute amount is also significant. Machlekes b'shalei oichel, ava b'shalei etayim dibra kol b'chol shu. Machlek is only when he said, "I will not eat." But if he said, "I will not taste food," he's liable for any amount because this term is sometimes used for just a sampling. Machlekes b'shvuas aval b'kainomis dibra kol b'chol shu. Machlekes is only regarding oaths. But if someone makes a neder, he's liable even for a minute amount because kainomis nami kiven de lekomatker shma dachilik and mefarash tami. Since he only said, "This food is forbidden to me," but did not mention eating, it is as if he specified that he should be liable for any amount. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a brice in which there is a machloikis. The Tanakhama says, Shnei koinomis mitztarfin, shtei shvuis ein mitztarfis. Regarding the darim, one is liable for eating a combined shear of two foods that were forbidden by two separate nadarim. But regarding shvuis, one is not liable for eating a combined shear of two foods that were forbidden by two separate shvuis. However, meiroim, koinomis kishvuis, nadarim are like shvuis and are not mitztarf. Now, the Gemara asks, Isal gudai techayev bakol shu lomali litzarf. If one is liable for violating a neder by eating any amount, even less than a kazayas, why do we need to combine the foods? He's liable for the partial share. The Gemara offers two answers and thereby two interpretations of the brisa. The Tanakhama makes the following distinction. In the case of nedarim, the Amar Achila Mishtein Alai Koinim, the brisa refers to where he made a single neder regarding both foods and he mentioned Achila. Therefore, he's only liable for a kazayas. And they are mitzdarf because since it was a single neder and they can only be liable once for both foods, they combine for the shear. However, in the corresponding case of shvuas, the amar shvuas lo echel mishteyan, he made a single oath not to eat from either food, and here too, since he mentioned achila, he is only liable for a kazayis. However, they are not mitzdarf because shani shvuas mitoich shechalukas lachatois ein mitzdarfus. As Rashi explains, im amar shvuas lo echel mizu mizu v'achol kazayis mizu behelam echad chayiv shtayim. Since he would be liable to a separate carbon for each part of the oath, as derived from a pasuk, they are separate prohibitions and do not combine for the shear. However, Rashi continues, "Aval kanamis ein chalukis la'ashomis l'man do'ama yeshmil be'kanamis d'imnende b'chazav enende b'helam echad chadu hud mechayev dekulu chadu me'ilo." In the case of a neder, he would be liable to only one carbon asham me'ilas because it is one prohibition of me'ilo. Therefore, it does combine for the shear. This is the Tanakhama's opinion. However, Meir's opinion is, as the Gemara amends it to be read in the reverse, Shavuos kikainamis. Shavuos are like nedarim, and they both combine because the Meir disagrees with the Tanakhama's reasoning and holds that even though they are chalukas lachatois, they are mitztarfus. Another interpretation of the Braisa, ki kamar Rav Papa l'inyan malkus, ki tanya hi l'inyan carbon. Rav Papa's distinction according to the Tanakhama of a Mishnah was regarding malkus. Therefore, he said, machlaikis b'shavuos, abakainamis debiyah kol b'cholshu. Shavuos require a kazayis because he mentioned achila. However, nadarim do not require a kazayis because he did not mention achila, and indeed there is no need to be mitzdarf. However, the brisa refers to the korban asha me'ilos, and the Tanakhama holds yesh me'ila b'kainamis. All nadarim are an avera of me'ila. However, one is only obligated in a korban asha me'ilos if the me'ila was worth a shava pruta. Therefore, the Tanakhama says shnei kainamis mitzdarf and shtei shavuos ein mitzdarfis. Benefiting from two items that are forbidden by dint of two nedarim can combine for a sheir shav pruta to become obligated in a korban asham me'ilas. But benefiting from two items that are forbidden by dint of two shvuas cannot combine for a sheir shav pruta to become obligated in a korban asham me'ilas because shani shvuas mitoch shechalukas lechatois ein mitztarfes, as explained earlier. However, Meiroi Mikrenomis Keshvuas, Nedarim are the same as Shvuas, and two separate Nedarim and Veshvuas cannot be Mitzdarif, because they are separate Isurim. The Gemara points out that Reb Meir himself actually holds Ing Me'ila B'Kenomis, and so there is no Korban Hashem Me'ilas at all for Nedarim. However, he made the above argument L'Divrei and D'Rabban L'Kamalhu, according to the Talmud Kama. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas regarding a Shvua. Shvua Shlo Eichel V'Ochel Ofer Pater. If someone swore not to eat and then ate dirt, he is exempt because dirt is not edible. However, the Gemara inquires if he specified Shvua Shlo Eichel Ofer B'Kama. If one swears not to eat dirt, how much dirt must he eat to be liable? Perhaps given the Amish Shlo Eichel Daitei Gezayis. Since he referred to eating, he is only liable for Gezayis. Or on the other hand, given the Lab Midi De'Ochel Inshehu B'Kalshu. Since dirt is generally not eaten, he did not mean eating literally, and so he's liable for any amount. The Gemara replies, take with leaving the matter unresolved. The Gemara also inquires, Shvu Shleichel Chartzen Bekama. If one swears not to eat grape seed, how much must he eat to be liable? Perhaps, keeping the Mesachal de Tarubas, Daitek Ezayis. Since it is suitable for eating together with the grape, he's liable for eating Ezayis. Or keeping the Le Be'ene Achle Le Inchi Daitek Amashu. Since it's not eaten by itself, he did not mean eating literally, and so he's liable for any amount. Take away. The Gemara inquires further, Nazir Sha'amar, Shavu Shlo'echel Chartzen Bekama. If a Nazir makes an oath not to consume grape seed, how much does he need to eat to be liable? Perhaps, Kimin the Kezayis is through the Raisahu Kiko Mishtabeya, Ahateo Komishtabeya, Vedaiti Amashahu. Since he's already forbidden to eat a Kezayis because of his Naziris, he only intended the Shavu for what he's permitted Minatar, namely less than a Kezayis, and so he's liable for any amount. Or Kimin the Amar, Shlo'echel Daita Kezayis. Since he referred to eating, he's only liable for a Kezayis. The Gemara cites a Mishnah as proof. Shvu shlo eichel, v'achol nevelus v'trevi shkotzen v'rmasim, chayef, v'rib shimen paiter. If one swore not to eat and then ate forbidden foods, it's a machlikas whether he's liable. The Gemara asks on the Tanna Kamma, why is he chayef? Mushba mahar sinayhu. He's really obligated to obey the Torah and one is not liable for such an oath. The Gemara offers two answers. Bechana answers, b'keil d'varm ha-mutarm d'varm ha-asurim. This refers to one who swears to refrain from these forbidden foods and certain permitted foods. Since the oath takes effect regarding the permitted foods, it takes effect regarding the forbidden foods as well. Rish Lakish answers, for Nevelus to Trefus, one is not Mushba Mehar Sinai for less than a Kezayis. Therefore, the Shvu can take effect either by Mefarash Chatz Yishir Alibid Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon of our Mishnah, if he specifically swears regarding a Chatz Yishir for which he is only liable because of a Shvu, or Yibistam Alibid Rabbi Kiva, Damar Adam Eiser Asma Mekalshu. According to Rabbi Kiva, a Shvu always forbids even a small amount, even if he does not specify.